It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
Bloody hell, that's the sound of the bloody Emmerdale. Yeah. Emmerdale's coming in strong, Rob.
Right, okay, I'm going to get straight into it because we've got a lot to cover here. Do you remember the last week, the car stealing aftermath?
How can I forget?
If you haven't heard it, a couple of Emmerdale kids stole a car, spun it out, sort of freaking out. And then Daz, who actually had his car stolen, was in a cab, got thrown out by his boss, was really drunk. And you know, like when you try to get home, you're doing the sideways walk.
No, I've never been
well,
drunk.
I'll explain it to you. I've done it a couple of times. You drink too much, you try to walk in a straight line, you go sideways.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you 3 hours to do an hour trip. Anyway, this Daz did it, walking through this country road, and he looks over, there's his car. He's thinking, hello, I'll drive home in that, which he shouldn't have done because he was drunk. As he drove home, he hit someone, bashed them. It was Graham, another character.
Wait, he stole the car?
No, his car had been stolen.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
And he was really drunk, and he'd been thrown out of the car by his boss for inappropriate stuff that he did, which I don't want to talk about because it was inappropriate. And he's walking home, and he looks in the field, and he goes, that's my car.
And he had the keys? Or?
No, the keys were in it.
All right.
He was really, and he did a really stupid thing. He got in the car drunk and thought, right, I'm going to drive home. As he was driving, hit someone who was Graham. I thought, oh my God, just run off.
Mm-hmm.
And actually talked about this. Hang on, I've lost my place.
I had a little bit of a problem. I remember last week you said, or you also were a bit critical of this, this introduction of these teenagers
The funny thing is, all the other kids have dropped off. Now you just got, I can't remember her name, I should check it out. It's the doctor's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She is the instigator of it all. Blonde, quite good looking, and she's like a bit of a puppet master. She's getting all the other kids to do all her, like, in bits and pieces, right?
She's like the ringleader,
if you will. So anyway, there was Noah Dingle left his phone in the car when they run off. The cops found it. They said, you're in the car. He said, no, I'm not. Anyway, he had a thing like, I'm going to tell the truth. And he said, no, it was me. I was in the car, but we never hit Graham. It never happened. And they got his phone. The cops got his phone. They looked at it. And they were all there. All the kids were there. And the doctor's daughter was going, I had nothing to do with it. And they forced me into it. She played the video. And there was her driving the car going, yeah, I'm in charge. Yeah, I've just stolen this little dickhead's car.
Red-handed.
That's the thing, man.
Bang to rights, you know what I mean?
Do you think that there's a move towards, like, using that idea of technology as a, way to document crimes? As perhaps, maybe not, such a good way.
Are you trying to draw a long bow off the back of an Emmerdale story?
Well, no,
I'm always trying to draw a long bow here, Sam.
I'm going to tell you something. There's a few storylines I never talk about because they're really heavy. And the reason they put them in is because English people, and I can say this because I'm English, are basically stupid.
Whoa.
No, it's got to be.
I don't agree with that, Rob.
He's been taken off air, thank
you. Well, he's knob of the week, clearly.
he should have been the knob of the week, but he wasn't. So what they try to do is they put storylines in to educate people. So I get what you're saying with that.
Well, that's a righteous cause then. I'm into that.
It's fantastic how they do it. Anyway.
So it's civics.
Yeah. So look, it's not wrong for me to draw a long bow. It's completely appropriate for me to draw a long bow.
So
is
what's
that you're saying? Sam, let's agree.
All right, I will agree about Emmerdale being a force of good in
society.
It
is actually a very sophisticated and nuanced cultural critique.
Let me ask you this then, Rob.
Okay, then.
Were they pro or anti-Brexit?
They never mention it.
It's because we're 6 months behind or something.
Well, it's been going on for quite some time.
Do you know what? Good point. They've never talked about it.
Well, they ought to.
I'm going to get into that. Quick update. I spoke to Johnny today about the interview, and it's going to happen, but they've been on holiday. A couple of people have been on holiday.
So which interview with Kane Dingle?
Well, I want a Dingle. I'd go for Kane because I love him.
He's a handsome bloke, isn't he?
Do you know what? I've got to tell you something really funny. Where I go to my doctor's, the receptionist, she's English, and she likes him because she says, I like the bad boys. And I texted her a photo of Kane Dingle the other day when I made an appointment for the doctor's.
Right.
Anyway.
But you'd settle for any Dingle, right?
Well, Chaz would be a good one. Chaz or Charity. Yeah, any Dingle, they're all good. Anyway, right, what's happened is Daz, now, he realises he could be in trouble now because the police looked at that film and they saw when the kids had the crash, it wasn't the same time that Graham got run over. So Daz, who did it, is freaking out now.
Right.
So he said, right, I'm off. So you see him, he books a flight to Germany, gets on the bus with his backpack and all that, goes out of the village in the bus, and he looks down and there's Kerry, his brother's wife, who actually in real life it's his partner. It's really confusing. Yeah. He says she's a diabetic and she's collapsed and she's laying on the ground. So he can either fly away and get away with it, or he actually did the decent thing. He went, driver, stop, I've got to get off. And he got off the bus, saw Kerry, picked her up, went back home, give her whatever you give diabetic people when they've collapsed.
Lollies.
Give her something to eat. She's come around, and now I think he's going to face the truth of what he's done. I don't know. I actually missed Friday's episode because I went and saw...
You went to the Writers' Festival.
I went to the Writers' Festival.
A lot of people don't know this about Rob Bollocks, but he's a very cultured man.
I'm very cultured.
Well, a lot of people do know that because you're always talking on air about quite thoughtful things.
No, I went and going to see Akala, and the most eloquent geezer I've ever heard in my life. It was actually a life-changing moment for me.
Should we just pivot this from a Emmerdale review to an Akala review?
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. You can go YouTube, watch Fire in the Tube, and watch Akala, the best ever freestyle I've ever seen in my life.
There we go. You heard it from...
And I just got quickly like to say hello to Hamish and Rita, who are listening.
Hello, Hamish and Rita. Hamish and Rita and all you other lovely listeners.
I've got to say thanks to everyone that's texting in. It's always a pleasure. But tonight has been particularly hot on the text lines.
Rob, we talked about last week that we were going to start a petition for you to interview with Dingle.
Well, no, actually, I spoke to Johnny. And I thanked him for our beer review and all that. And he said to me, mate, I said, what's happening with Emmerdale? He said, mate, I've spoken to him at Granada. The people that are there on holiday, I said, mate, don't tell me that shit. Just sort it out.
Yeah, right.
Well, I didn't swear at him.
Well, we can start a petition here for Rob to... We'll send it to Granada TV.
Yeah.
I mean, there can't be too many Emmerdale reviews in the world that are as good as this.
I don't think there's any.
Oh, there might be one or two. Nah. It's quite a popular show. Anyway,
admittedly, you have left out some of the more controversial storylines, which is...
Well, yeah, listen, I think I've given you enough that you want to watch it. There are heavy storylines there, but that's not for me to tell.
Right on.
It's all relative.
I tell you what... I hope we do get this interview before the end of the year, and I'm going to start the petition. We'll post it to our page. We'll start a Facebook page for the show. It's going to happen, Rob.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. I interviewed Trailer Park Boys, and I've never been so nervous. But if I could actually talk to Kane Dingle, the actor, because he is an actor, I will cack myself.
Okay, there you go.
That's a promise. He will.
I will start the petition probably midway through next week because that's the kind of timeline I work on. Yeah.
The petition is for Rob to cack himself during an interview with Kane Dingle.
Before, don't worry. But during the interview,
I'm actually doing it right now.
Okay. Well, we're not paying for that, Rob. Honestly,
What do you got next, Chris?
I'm going to play an oldie but a goodie. I recently watched, for some reason, the YouTube algorithm pointed me in the direction watching Trent Reznor inducting The Cure into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Bit of a weird one.
Can I just say, I've seen The Cure more than any other band.
How many times?
I've seen them 6 times.
I'm sure other bands have seen them more.
Myself. Only because I supported Susie and the Banshees once.
Who do you like more?
Susie and the Banshees.
Okay, well, it's not
I'm
right.
I'm a Cure dude. Over here. But I like Susie, okay, fair enough.
I love her.
He talked a little bit about some of his favorite album was Head on the Door, and I've got to say, like, that's okay. But he's not correct. It's not the best.
I'm not a completionist, but I like Disintegration.
That's fine.
I want to know what Chris, what are you into? What's your one, man?
My favorite album is Pornography, but there's this sort of gothic trio which I love: 17 Seconds, Faith, and Pornography.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play a track from Faith now, if that's okay with everybody.
Go ahead.
Yeah, do it.
And I hope you like it. I mean, I'm sure you will. Last time I played The Cure, everyone was just absolutely wetting themselves, so we'll see. But before that, we'll finish Emmerdale.
Got carried away there, man.